did you know you were being considered for this position?
I did not. So basically, the governor had a very inclusive transition process. He had subcommittees involved in the hiring process. The general public was allowed to apply to be on these, or was, I should say, invited to apply to be on these committees and help vet candidates for his cabinet.
And to your knowledge, that's unprecedented?
To my knowledge, it is. I did interview and was among, you know, the other folks that were interviewed for the position.
What will your roles and responsibilities be?
So as the executive director of the Public Health and Environment, that agency is responsible for a lot of the state environmental regulations, implementing Clean Air Act, Clean Water Act. They regulate hazardous wastes and toxic materials. I will be helping the whole department implement the governor's priorities on health and the environment.
And what do you see those as being?
Access to health care, climate action, mental health and well-being.
Are you moving to Denver?
No, I'm not. I will be living here. I'll remain in Eagle County. I'm lucky that I'm just close enough. I'll be in Denver on the weekdays.
How much longer remains in your term as county commissioner?
I have 2 years left.
So how's that going to work?
Once I provide my resignation date, which will be before the end of the month, the Eagle County Democrats will set up a vacancy committee, and they have 10 days to fill the position.
Do you think that what you'll be asked to do is much different than what you're currently doing?
I don't think it'll be a lot different. I mean, a lot of it is about, you know, implementing policy in a large governmental organization. You know, the difference will be that I will be serving the governor, but I really believe Eagle County's priorities align very well with his.